An article on masculinity in the New York Times raised again the spectacle of where the Caucasian male sits in cultural life, other than as a target of antipathy. And as his sort of generation's rising star, Gyllenhaal, who occupies the space after DiCaprio, as sort of the go-to actor's actor, has been choosing parts worthy of the conflicted and fractured space that the Caucasian male occupies in society. And here he continues that with Demolition, which follows his string of sort of Everest, where he plays sort of a stoner climber, Southpaw, where he plays the Great White Hope boxer, and Nightcrawler, where he plays just a weird TMZ-like stalker of accidents. Enemy and Prisoners were a couple strange movies involving war and pedophilia, and all of the things that Caucasian males are known for. And here, Demolition involves taking apart that sort of masculinity in a way with intentional actions by Screwdriver, and looking at the way things work. Chris Cooper plays his stepfather. Essentially, his role is that of an investment banker, or an investment person, not a banker, who is moving around sums of money but doesn't actually tangibly do anything. After losing his wife in a relationship that is sort of Marisol-like, for those who remember The Stranger, by Albert Camus, he doesn't feel as much grief as he sort of expected, and maybe doesn't feel much at all. And for a would-be school shooter, it's an appropriate sort of role model. And we can see again the space where Caucasian males who have commit suicide at a rate 5 times higher than females, and also are primarily the only race and class and gender of that commits massive shootings. We see where their anger and their sort of frustration has to go, and that's no real space that's of construction. And in the film, his character even pays construction workers to go sort of hammer and step on a nail, and you see the longing to express himself, the longing to find an emotional release, which is what this sort of recent article about the gender male and the role of masculinity in culture, which is to say that of one of repression and male relationships with other men in general are repressed and are contextualized only as a sexual orientation choice. And in fact, the romance, that sort of bromance, which is made fun of tech culture, represents maybe the last vestige of fraternal relationships that aren't sort of date rapey, to use lack of a better word. And here, Gyllenhaal, who chooses only interesting sort of roles, finds a way to sort of befriend a queer youth who is also dealing with the masculinity in sort of a Travis Bickle type way, and could go either way from either. The expectation that the film has is that if you don't embrace sort of who you are, it's a violence of sorts, internal violence, which will lead to external violence, either at the hands of somebody else or at your own sort of suicidal self. So in a way, it's a very timely film, an interesting film, very unbalanced, like its character, but it raises interesting questions at a time when those questions are sort of becoming known to be more interesting. So it's a decent film.